Well, hello and welcome again back to The Amount. And what are we going to do today? Well, let's just see. I might have something down here. Yeah, I do. Here we go. Yep, we're going to do bread today. Okay, bread. Okay, now this is a well-known brand of bread. It's been around since 1886. So that's almost as old as I am. And we're going to do the slices amount in thick as opposed to medium. All right, so I remember, because I'm old enough to remember, there was only two types of bread years and years ago, and that was thick and medium. And the thick was thick, and the medium was all right, but the thick was really thick. Okay, nowadays you buy a loaf of bread that's medium and you drop the slice and it will float down like a piece of paper, it's so thin. So yeah, they want to get their act together on this thick and thin business. Okay, so the amount of slices. Anybody got any ideas about the amount of slices in the thick as opposed to the medium? Well, we're going to get back to you on this anyway. We're going to really move along here. Let's go. Okay, and welcome back. That wasn't take too long at all. Okay, so right, for the medium sliced bread, the amount of slices, this is including the crust, right, is 20 slices, okay, 20 slices. I guess this would vary whatever brand of bread you're buying, but for this one, it's 20 slices. And for the thick sliced, it is 16 slices. And once again, I'm counting the crust in both cases, okay. Now I'm going to try a little test here, right? Another little test. Okay, this is the thick sliced, and I'm going to just take a normal slice out like that and put it down. And then I'm going to take another thin sliced bread, put it down. Right? Now, can anybody tell me really which one's the thick and which one's the thin? Because to me, it doesn't look very much difference. So that, I don't know whether that should be right or wrong. But anyway, thanks a lot for joining us again. And we'll be back maybe with some more amounts if you want so. See you later.